On October 10th, 1959, Lewis Gorman saved seven people from a murderous gunman.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Gorman, 52, ran a builder's supply shop in Jerseyville, Illinois. Arriving to open that morning, he was confronted by a rifle-toting gunman who forced him into his office. Seven truck drivers and customers who showed up were also captured. He had the hostages lie on the floor, but could not find enough rope to tie them up. Seeing two lengths hanging from an elevated bin outside, the gunman ordered Gorman to fetch them, threatening to kill the hostages if he didn't. Although he could have fled, Gorman got the rope and returned. The gunman told him to tie the hostages' hands and feet. After binding three, Gorman saw a chance. Pretending to stumble, he lunged at the gunman. Pushing aside the rifle with his arm, Gorman punched the gunman in the face, then grabbed his throat. The four untied hostages wrestled him to the floor. The gunman was arrested and subsequently convicted of a previous murder. Awarded a Carnegie Medal, Gorman was also featured in a Reader's Digest article, "A Killer Is Loose."
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.